House Bill 1089, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the revocation or suspension of driving privileges upon conviction for unlawful sales, purchases, possession, or consumption of alcoholic beverages involving persons under 21 years of age.
House Bill 1081 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, House Bill 1081 comes before us today. Very briefly, there are some cosmetic changes on the first page. The meat and potatoes of the bill comes on page 2, line 5. And it says that a court may issue an order permitting a person to operate a motor vehicle for the purposes of going to work, going to school, and or to seek court-appointed counseling that may come after a second alcohol offense. I've heard some comments that this would be weakening our laws concerning alcohol convictions for second and subsequent offenses with alcohol. Ladies and gentlemen, this does not repeal the mandatory 60-day to a year suspension of a driver's license, nor does it take away the judge's ability impose a jail sentence. I want to be very clear. I do not advocate being weak on crime. Jail is perhaps the biggest and best deterrent. I would encourage you to go ahead and support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I urge you to defeat 1081. This was part of a governor's bill that we passed a few years ago, and it was to try to send a message to the young people that underage drinking is wrong, and we probably used the strongest tool that we could use to encourage them to consider the consequences, and that's their driver's license. This has to do with, this involves a lot of times kids riding around drinking in the cars, and that's not what we want to happen in South Dakota. If you look at what we spend our time up here, so much of our time, and a vast majority of our tax dollars doing in South Dakota, it is correcting problems related to drinking and driving. You know, I could ask the question, is there a problem? Has there really been a problem? I haven't heard from any of my constituents that there's a big problem. Sure, there's some inconveniences for young people. They get caught riding around in a car where the driver's been drinking and they lose their license. And after that first time, they are aware of it. This is not the first offense. This is the second offense. So they are aware of the law. They've already been caught once, so they know the law. But how many problems has the law really caused the way it is right now? I don't know how many, but I do know that there's a lot of lives lost to drinking and driving in South Dakota. How many of our dollars go into corrections for drinking and driving in South Dakota? This is the age when the children are starting to develop habits, and it was excellent testimony this morning from Mr. Phil Sear on the House side on the bill that we passed out of here the other day that had to do with the interlock system. And he talked about changing habits and just the fact that reminder of what the consequences would be if he was caught driving have changed his habits. So he has had some behavior modification, and this does that. And it says that in South Dakota, and sends a strong message, and they understand the message, that don't be drinking and driving in the car. I just hope we don't take away that language from those people, from the young people. Sure, it may be hard, but also it is, like I've said before, hard to live with a family that's had someone lost to drinking and driving. So I'd urge you to defeat the bill.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, well, make no mistake, this doesn't have anything to do with drinking and driving. I think that we need to understand that this bill addresses those individuals between 18 and 21, number one. Number two, at that particular age, all they have to do is consume it or have it in their possession. They don't have to be behind the wheel of the car to lose their driver's license. And all this bill is saying is that if that individual consumes or has in their possession, the judge may, doesn't say the judge shall, it says the judge may issue a permit for work and school. That's all this bill does, ladies and gentlemen. This bill isn't saying that the individual is behind the wheel. That's in a different area of the statute. That's not what this bill says at all. So, therefore, it needs to be clear in your mind that that underage individual is not behind the wheel, but rather has in possession or in consumption. And, you know, I think that we need to take this into consideration, and we have to remember that 18 years of age, these individuals are emancipated. And we're still trying to treat them like juveniles. And we have an 18, 19, and 20-year-old group out there that just kind of hangs in limbo. Many of these individuals are working full-time. You know, they could have went to a friend's house, had a beer, been walking home. And if they were stopped and alcohol had been detected on their breath, they would lose their driver's license whether they've been driving or not. This doesn't address that at all, ladies and gentlemen. So don't lose perspective of what this bill does. I urge your support of House Bill 1081.
Further remarks? Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senator Moore, I realize that. I realize it doesn't address the driver that has been drinking. But what this does actually, in reality, when this does happen, is when a young person between the ages of 18 and 21 is in the car. That's where this really comes into effect. That's what this law was intended to address. Originally, when it was passed a few years ago, it wasn't intended to address somebody walking down the street and that officer coming up and smelling his breath and taking his license away. It was meant to address the young people that are involved in the cars. And so I understand you're correct, but it applies just to those driving and riding around. So I'd urge you to defeat the bill.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, well, I'd ask you to support HB 1081. This, in my mind, is a judicial discretion bill. It gives a judge the opportunity to read the pre-sentence investigation and then make his or her determination whether the individual involved should be able to carry out either work, school, or a court-ordered counseling program. I think it's a rational bill for the times, and I'd urge your support of it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1081. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHewick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham? Hutmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
no.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, nays 2.
House Bill 1281 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.